Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization, making our way through this important season of Lent, this time of grace when we allow the light of God's Word, the teaching, preaching of the church, to shine on our lives, to be able to help us look into our hearts so that we can see our condition before the Lord. The Lord comes to make war on sin. He comes to give us the power to put away sin, to say no to sin and say yes to Him. He wants to conform us to His own image, to make us reflect the holiness that He's given to us in our baptism, in our confirmation. And so we work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit in us. It's helpful to know that this life of transformation, this calling to repentance and taking on the life of Christ and imitating Him and walking in His footsteps, is not just a matter of our willing it. I mean, our mind, heart, soul, strength, will, all of it, we need to cooperate. But what we're doing is we're cooperating with a work of God in us. It's Jesus who promises us that He will fulfill His plan and purpose in us. And His ultimate goal for your life and mine is to present each one of us to the Father and to present us holy, absolutely purified, cleansed of all stain of sin, bearing His image and living like sons and daughters of God. What He doesn't finish here on earth, He's going to complete when we pass from this life to the next in purgatory, the purgation. He's going to strip us of all our attachments to sin so that in the end, we're attached to one thing, to God, ultimately, in love, that we're living in complete freedom and living in love. Today, one of the best ways we can cooperate, or the most important thing we can do, is to believe in what Jesus is doing in us and for us, to say yes to Him, to trust Him, to trust His work in us. Couldn't be a better day for us to do that than to follow the example of St. Joseph. Today's the solemnity of St. Joseph, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In many ways, our father in faith. The church gives us readings today from 2 Samuel, also from Romans chapter 4, talking about Abraham, who the scripture declares as our father in faith. And then the story of, in the Gospels, Matthew and Luke, stories of Joseph's presence in the life, in this work of salvation, his response to it, and also his being Jesus' father. I want to look at Matthew chapter 1 first. It says, Jacob was the father of Joseph and husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took his wife into his home. He did what the angel of the Lord commanded him. What we're given today, in these readings, we see both in the life of Abraham and in the life of Joseph, men who said yes to God's command, who staked their whole life, directed their whole life to fulfilling God's purpose and plan for them. I mean, the whole work of salvation and God's using human instruments in that work of salvation is based on faith. It's based on trusting God, staking everything on God's call, His commandments, His promises to us, and living with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength like it is absolutely sure what God has promised us, the relationship that we've entered into, and that He's able to fulfill His purposes in us. Think of St. Joseph's situation. He was married to Mary, to say that he was betrothed doesn't mean he was engaged as we think about it today. They actually were married. They just hadn't consummated the marriage yet. He hadn't taken her into his home, which is why it said that he was going to divorce her quietly. He was shocked that she was with child, but he's a man of faith, and he's a son of Abraham. Abraham, who is our father in faith. And it says, the angel spoke to Joseph in a dream. It said, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. So God reveals his plan to Joseph through an angel. Joseph receives it, and his entire life is changed. He's not having a typical marriage. He's receiving God's plan and purpose for him. And what's he supposed to do? Tell everybody his wife has conceived a child apart from him? How does he explain that? That she's conceived a child by virtue of the presence and power of the Holy Spirit working in her? I mean, think of the dilemmas and the challenge that Joseph had to deal with and the faith it required and the kind of faith that steps that literally orders one's life to the promise and the command that they've been given by God. It's not just the faith that exists in the mind, but it's a faith now that guides his footsteps on a daily basis. His whole life is reordered around God's action. And he has to believe in it. He has to trust it. He has to trust Mary. And he does just that. And he shepherds his family. And he's there as he's raising Jesus. And the amazing role that St. Joseph had in the life of our Lord and in the life of the entire church. Abraham, Romans chapter 4, verse 13 and following. The church gives us a reading today talking about Abraham's response to God. The promise to Abraham and his descendants that they should inherit the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the adherents of the law who are to be heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. The first paragraph we're given is the reality of what Paul's after in this section. Paul's trying to say that all of God's plan of salvation is built on faith. It's built fundamentally on the yes of Abraham to begin with, as God calls him and promises him that he will be the father of a great nation, and he will take him to a land of promise. And Abraham leaves everything that's familiar to him, and he goes. And so St. Paul's trying to make an important connection for all of us here to be able to understand that each one of us is sharing in the foundation that was laid through Abraham, and it was a foundation of faith. How do we become part of the family of God? How do we become part of all that God is working through the person of Jesus in the body of Christ? Is it by virtue of the bloodlines that we have, or is it by virtue of faith? How does one receive the promise of God? Through faith is the point here, the story. Verse 16, that is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, for he is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence things that do not exist. So the Bible says that God was not afraid to call Abraham his friend. Why? Because Abraham believed God. He believed that God was God, had all power. He was able to give life even to the dead. And he calls into existence things that do not exist. He gives to God what belongs to God. The next verse is, in hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations, which was God's promise. He says to Abraham, I will make you the father of many nations. And as he had been told, so shall your descendants be. Here's the key, verse 19. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, because he was about 100 years old. So Abraham was married to a barren wife, Sarah. God comes to him, and a man who's almost 100 was married to a barren woman and says, you will be the father of great nations. God's kingdom will spread through you. Abraham believed him, even though the circumstances of his life said, I must be dreaming. This is ridiculous. How is this even possible? I mean, biologically, it's impossible, number one. Number two, I mean, I'm too old. She's too old. Plus, she's barren. God confounds the mind of Abraham to reveal his heart. And what is in his heart? Trust for God. He did not rely on his own understanding, but he trusted God. Again, verse 19, he did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. God loves faith. He loves that radical abandonment of our lives in trust to him, not hedging our bets, not giving him just a little bit, but holding on to other things for our security. This last line is particularly beautiful. Abraham was fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Are you believing, friend, the promises of God in your life? Jesus said, I will be with you always. He who believes in me will not die, but will have everlasting life. He will complete the good work that he's begun in us. He'll give us an inheritance. He'll give us a kingdom. We'll participate and share. Ultimately, we will obtain a share in the glory which belongs to Jesus. Right now, today, we're sons of God, daughters of God. We're beginning. The whole life of God is already in us. We're temples of the living God. This is a slight momentary affliction in this world, which will give way to an eternal weight of glory beyond all compare. The promises of God are true. The question is, do we believe them and do we trust in them? It's a great meditation for the season of Lent. How radically abandoned are you to the promises of God, to the commandments of God? We can tell by what our daily life looks like. What do we do with our time, our talent, our treasure? Are we praying daily? Are we receiving the sacraments on a regular basis? Are we engaging the mission of the church? How is our faith? What does our faith look like in the midst of the daily challenges of life, or when we're really up against it, or life disappoints us, things we prayed for and hoped will happen aren't happening? We go through trial. What does it do to our faith? Trial's meant to purify us, to strengthen our faith, to forge a deeper, stronger faith within us. It can either do that, a trial, or it'll get us to turn away, to mistrust God. Where are you today in relationship to the kind of faith that Abraham demonstrated and St. Joseph, who literally staked their entire lives, their whole enterprise in this world, on the command and the promise of God? They lived their lives in such a way that if God didn't exist and if God hadn't spoken to them, they'd look like utter fools. They did not hedge their bets. They were all in with the Lord. That's what Lent is calling us to. That's the church's word to us. She's our mother. She's taking us by the hand in this season and drawing us more deeply into this very faith that was demonstrated in the life of Abraham and Joseph. Let's embrace it, friends. Life is short. Let's live it with everything we have. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.